Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody's having an absolutely wonderful day today. And how are you doing today, Deb?
Austin, absolutely blessed beyond measure, shaking down, running the others. My cup cannot contain it. Beautiful day today. It's sunny, clear blue skies, 75 degrees, light sea breeze. I mean, occasional chemtrail. Sorry, I had to throw that in. And I just laugh about them now because there's nothing else you can do about them. I want to talk about the State of the Union address last night. Now, I've got to make a confession, though. I really do. This is going to be a hard one for everybody to deal with, but I got to make this confession. I watched part of it last night, and I couldn't stand watching Nancy Pelosi on the screen with Trump. I was about to, well, I was getting nauseous, to be honest with you. I was about to violently vomit. So they actually sent me a picture where they put a towel over half the screen so they wouldn't have to see Pelosi. And she was rifling through papers, presumably the State of the Union address, completely ignoring Trump, and then giving him this little clap that basically said, I don't like you, I hate you, blah, blah, blah. I could use some other acronyms there, but I'm not going to, as far as what he could do with himself. And it was awful. I mean, the old sleazy mummy who basically has an organized crowd family basically was playing her part very, very well in the great hate left, love, socialist, communist, Nazi, right-wing paradigm that we have going on in Washington right now. So it was interesting. Now, a lot of people loved it. And I have to admit, Trump did a good job as far as his presentation, covered a lot of areas in the speech, and basically had a huge percentage of 72% of the listeners, actually the viewers, approved of Trump's immigration stance, which is going to really give him a lot of extra ability to negotiate with the Senate and with the House, hopefully, as far as getting this thing done. I hope he doesn't have to declare a national emergency. He never talked about that at all last night. But he did talk about a few things, and let me just kind of share these with you real quick. President Trump now has basically backtracked on withdrawing troops, the U.S. troops from Syria. Here's the latest headline. President Trump backtracked on his pledge to remove U.S. troops from Syria. Now, I want you guys to listen to me, okay? Please listen to me. I'm going to read this right from George, basically, Edward G. Griffin's website. President Trump backtracked on his pledge to remove U.S. troops from Syria during an interview with Face the Nation and said, "We're going to be there, and we're going to be staying. We have to, what? Protect Israel." That's the reason we're there. Trump changed his vow of complete withdrawal when Israeli President Netanyahu and Washington, D.C. neocons argued that the U.S. troops in Syria border the last line of defense against Iranian expansion and therefore must stay indefinitely. Now, I got to stop here for a second. One of the reasons that John F. Kennedy was assassinated was the massive nuclear proliferation into Israel he wanted stopped. Israel has, as we know, of probably several hundred large nuclear weapons in which they can turn Iran and Syria into a glass parking lot within 3 to 4 minutes of launch. They don't need us there. What they need is the big bully on the street hanging out with the kid across the street so they can go ahead and continue to beat up whoever they want to beat up and basically help to prevent World War III. But in essence, they're trying to bring about World War III. So Trump has automatically said now the reason that we're staying in Syria or staying in the Middle East is because of what's going on with Israel. Now, here's another Jewish publication on rollcall.com. And a Jewish Republican accused a Muslim Democrat of anti-Semitism, and she accused him of Islamophobia. Again, more hate, right, left, right, late, left, left, right, left, right, left. The Jews always hate Muslims, and the Muslims always hate Jews. And the Muslims are semi-tolerant of Christians, and the Jews, as far as hardcore Talmud Jews, believe that Jesus was a demon-possessed sorcerer, so you do the math. So, you know, we've got this going on, everything else. Now, let me just show you how this is pandering to this right side of the political aisle in the United States. So what I did, I pulled up Trump's State of the Union address basically as a PDF after I couldn't take Nancy Pelosi any longer, and I couldn't deal with this, say, three sentences or one sentence, and everybody stands up and applauds. I can't deal with that. That's, to me, it's too much of just show and smoke and mirrors and everything else. So here's what's interesting about this. Let me kind of give you a few bits and pieces about this. I found it really interesting that he brings up that America will recognize two important anniversaries in June, 75 years since the start of Dwight Eisenhower, the man who basically starved 15 million Germans and soldiers to death after the war, called the Great Crusade. I added that, by the way. The Allied liberation of war in World War II. On D-Day, June the 6th, that's 1944, 15,000 American young men and women basically hit the skies, primarily men. And he recognized a few of the people who were there and who basically were part of that. Now, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with all of that because, okay, it's the war. It's the 75th anniversary. He wants to go ahead and be part of that and make that part of his speech. I'm okay with all of that. Now, what really bothered me, though, was towards the end of the speech, he had to bring back up the Holocaust. And now you think, well, did he really bring up the Holocaust? Yeah, he really did bring up the Holocaust. And you say, well, Ted, what's wrong with bringing up the Holocaust? Well, the Holocaust is the biggest, how should I say, the biggest marketing campaign, the biggest mind marketing campaign as far as trying to change a person's view of what happened in World War II in the fight against communism that we've ever had in the United States. It's all been linked together with what happened to the Jews in the concentration camps and to the Christians in the concentration camps and to all of these things that had happened throughout, you know, history as far as and quite frankly, the United States, the World War I, II now has become a footnote to the Holocaust. That's why I was okay with him bringing up World War II to start with, but I wasn't okay with him bringing up and dragging up the Holocaust. And the problem is this speech is so long right now. I'm scrolling through it, and I'm having a hard time getting down to the call Holocaust statements. Now, that's why if it sounds like I'm procrastinating, it's because I'm procrastinating. But the reality is this. You know, the United States has been basically, how should I say this in a nice way? We've been manipulated into believing that what we were told about the Holocaust is 100% true. You need to read the book, The Bad War. And understand who in the world these people are who are telling us all of this stuff. Now, the reality is this. We've got to understand that we had 4.5 million Jews still alive in concentration camps at the end of the war with Germany. That's very, very important that we understand that. And quite frankly, if Hitler had wanted to kill all the Jewish people, he would have simply turned the water off to the concentration camps several weeks before the end of the war. He didn't do that. Now remember, there were also a lot of Christians and other people in these concentration camps. And then here he starts right here. Now remember, his family's married to Jewish folks. We've got this entire group of Masonic lodges now pushing for the rebuilding of the temple. We've got the Pope wanting to incorporate Christianity into Judaism, have us all convert back over to Jews, which I spoke about in detail yesterday, which is what he wants to do. But we must never ignore the vile poison of anti-Semitism, what Trump says, or those who spread his venomous creed. I'm not being anti-Semitic. I support all the Christians in Israel, 100%. With one voice, we must confront this hatred anywhere and everywhere it occurs. Now, we could have talked about the vile anti-Muslim rhetoric being put out, or the Christians that have been killed all over the world because of anti-Christianity, or Ronald McDonald being hung on the cross in effigy in Haifa in Israel with the Christians who were there in Palestine protesting and being gassed. We could talk about that, but we didn't. But this is because we have so many dual citizenship people in the United States.
There you go.
He starts off about how Jewish Americans were viciously murdered in an anti-Semitic attack at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, which that's just a shame. I'm really sorry that happened. My condolences to all of the family. And they were talking about the people who were there. And then he also starts talking about the Nazi concentration camps. He says, but not only did Judah narrowly escape death last fall, more than seven decades ago, he narrowly survived the Nazi concentration camps. Today is Judah's 81st birthday. Now, I had also read that that wasn't true. He was never a Nazi concentration camp survivor. I don't know. You guys do the research. And then they go on and start talking about the soldiers and the Judah's family embrace for the worst, and his father cried out with joy, and Americans. And he goes, thank you, a second Holocaust survivor who was here. And he's talking about the prisoner at Dachau. And don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to make the Holocaust and what happened in Germany in those slave labor camps and those concentration camps, I'm not trying to say that was okay because it was horrible. It was horrible. It was absolutely horrible what happened. But what I'm saying is this, we're bringing this stuff up, and the only reason that we're bringing this stuff up is because of his unbelievably strong Zionist stance. Because this is what the people in America have been programmed to do because of the Scofield Bible. So he basically starts the speech off talking about World War II and ends the speech talking about World War II and the Holocaust. So to me, I didn't care for it. Now, I had somebody else yesterday as far as that part of it. The rest of the speech was very, very good. Now, now what's also interesting about this is that I have yesterday I was talking to some folks and I got some more people sending me more stuff as far as, you know, the stuff with Q. And another person has come out now and basically, this guy who basically is involved, his name's David Wilcox. I mean, this guy comes up with some of the crazy stuff I've ever heard. I mean, stuff that nobody can verify anything. He talks, it's all about aliens, spaceships, and all sort of kind of stuff. Well, he's a big Q fan, and he just kind of makes stuff up as he goes. He can't verify anything that he says in 90% of the cases. And then I see a person, a good friend of mine, sent me the information on him, and I listened to part of it. I had to shut it down because I couldn't take it. And then I said to him, I said, basically, this is total nonsense. And then I received the email back. You don't understand. The government shutdown is not about the border. Do you know or do you understand that? And this is my response. And I'm aware of the fact there's a lot of factors going into the government shutdown, which is already over with. This video was done when the government shutdown was done. And I just said, here's what they want. Now, this is part of my response. I'm going to tell you what they want. The Q people want the government to come in and take away these deep state traitors and haul them off to concentration camps. And they want to believe that. We're down to Guantanamo Bay, which is outside the United States, and it doesn't deal with basically the restrictions against torture that we have in the United States on United States soil. So they want to have the people picked up that are the deep state traitors, like Hillary Clinton, like Bill Clinton, like all of these people that Trump said, lock them up, lock them up, lock them up. A lot of the same ones that would be locked up, in my opinion, are the same ones he's put back into office, like Barr and like Mueller and all the rest of these guys. Now, my opinion, but here's what I wrote back. This I'm reading exactly. And I said, do you really want Gestapo military tribunals? No juror of your peers, military execution. I understand clearly that would be tyranny. There would be no rejoicing, just frightened people. Who decides who gets arrested? Who makes these death decisions? Is Trump, the Kabbalists, the Synagogue of Satan, the Satanic Agents, the Muslims, the CIA, the NSA, a board? Who decides if you die? This would be a nightmare. This would be pure satanic tyranny. Now, I believe that's coming. I believe that it's coming, but it's not part of the Q movement. I believe that they're going to lock up people for being patriots and for believing the truth. Quite frankly, here's the deal. Listen to what I'm saying to me very, very, very quickly. We got a left-wing controlled media. You know, Fox is being controlled. ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, they're all being controlled. So many of their friends are left-wing socialist agitator communists that we would consider enemies of the deep state. Here's what I said. If these people were being arrested, what would happen? Because it's not happening. The left-wing media would be going nuts if their friends were disappearing. I'm going to repeat that. The left-wing media would be going nuts if their friends were disappearing to Guantanamo Bay, being picked up in the middle of the night like Roger Stone did. All of these people that would be getting picked up and being hauled off down to Gitmo would have friends who'd be going insane on social media, insane on YouTube, insane on Twitters, insane on sending letters, insane on making phone calls, insane on calling the New York Times and every other liberal left-wing propaganda newspaper they could find. It's not happening. These people are not being arrested. They're not being tried. And now we're saying, David Wilcox, oh, the trials have already begun. They're already being sent to Gitmo. It's all complete and total bullcorn. It's all it is. It's complete nonsense. It's not happening. Trump didn't make one mention of Q last night. All Trump said was how wonderful everything is and how we're not going to have concentration camps, how we're going to continue to support Israel. Now, he didn't say that indirectly, but that's what he implied, and how wonderful it is that World War II veterans freed us from the clutches of the Nazi grip on the planet. Guys, it's all smoke and mirrors. World War I, World War II, the Holocaust, all of it was planned out to give Israel a homeland and to create the new Israel and get rid of Palestine. This is who these people are, and nobody wants to talk about it. Everybody wants to do smoke and mirrors, and people hear his rhetoric last night. And mind you, it was a good speech. I give Trump credit. He did a good job on his teleprompter last night, and dealing with that much applause, breaking your concentration of thought constantly, he did a good job not going off teleprompter. He really did, for the part that I watched and the part that I read. But we have to understand who and what these people are. This is the International Sabbatean Kabbalist Luciferian Banking Cartel that runs our country through their wizards and warlocks and black magic. This is the stuff they want us to be told. This is the stuff that makes us feel good. This is the stuff that maintains status quo. This is the stuff, like with Q, that doesn't make us go out and stand on the street corner with a sign going, hey, you know, this isn't reality here. Trump's not really telling us the truth. There really is a reason we're staying in Afghanistan. It's called heroin. It's called poppies. There's a reason we're staying in Syria. It's called gas line, you know, to cut Russia off. There's really a reason we're doing all of this stuff. It's because this is what they want us to do. Trump has proven to me beyond any doubt whatsoever that he is deep state to the core, and that he only wants the international bankers and their minions and the corporations in this country to run the federal government and to tell him what to do. His appointment of Barr, his appointment of Kavanaugh, his allowing Mueller to stay in for years now to create this left-right divide paradigm, create more and more and more hatred. You could have gotten rid of any of these guys. Look at what Loretta Lynch had to do with Obama. She covered him up over and over and over again as Attorney General. Wouldn't allow anything to come near him. I mean, when Bill Clinton meets, okay, on the tarmac with Loretta Lynch, are you kidding me? And a doggone airplane before the election, nothing to see here. Move on. Nothing to see here. Move on. Bill Clinton hasn't been brought to charges for that. All this is a left-right paradigm trying to create as much hostility as we possibly can. But in the meantime, we continue to ignore everything about immunizations, etc. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. explains in one article here how Big Pharma completely controls Congress. Remember, Big Pharma is owned by big banks. There's like, they're the five horsemen of the apocalypse. They own everything. And, you know, and what's interesting, Robert F. Kennedy emphasized how pharmaceutical companies have a large hand in how the American government creates healthcare policy and its recommendations, including massive amounts of immunizations that are not clean, vaccines that are not clean. He goes, there are currently thousands of cases pending against Monsanto, which is only one of a multiple powerful companies influencing agencies like the Food and Drug Administration and the CDC. And to think, these are the agencies providing us with science in order to get the food and medications and other products produced by these big corporations to be deemed safe. Not only that, but these agencies were also providing educational resources to medical schools, which Big Pharma has completely taken over as well. It's truly unbelievable that in this day and age, education has turned into brainwashing. Science is corrupted and altered, changed, ignored, and swept under the rug just because it threatens the interests of a few powerful people, the international banking cartels, and the corporations that they hide behind. So this is what he is saying. Glyphosate, the active ingredient in Monsanto's pesticide Roundup, is a perfect example, as science has been showing for decades how incredibly harmful it is for human health and environment, yet is approved as safe for use in the Western world. It's no mystery why glyphosate is illegal in the majority of the countries around the world. The same goes for the genetically modified foods, which is what Roundup was designed to be used on. Years ago, a lawsuit forced the FDA to divulge its files on genetically engineered foods. As a part of the process, they portrayed the various concerns as merely ignorant opinions of misinformed individuals and derided them as not only unscientific but anti-science. Then they set to work to convince the public and the government officials through dissemination of false information that there was an overwhelming expert consensus based on solid evidence that GMOs were safe. Article by Jane Goodall. Really? No, it's not okay. Monsanto colluded with the Environmental Protection Agency to stifle cancer research and any connections to their products. The European Union actually just approved the use of glyphosate, and their approval was found to be based on plagiarized science from Monsanto, because the European Union is run by the same stinking bankers that run the United States who own Monsanto and Bayer. They want it there. They want to poison the people. The corruption is never ending when it comes to the link between corporations and government agencies. In fact, only a few years ago, more than a dozen scientists from within the CDC put out an anonymous public statement detailing the influence corporations have on government policies. They were referred to as the spider papers. Dr. William Thompson, longtime CDC scientist,
was published some of the most commonly cited pro-vaccine studies, some of the most, which claimed there's no absolutely no link between vaccines and autism, pointed out in a study that he co-authored in 2004 for the CDC that claimed that the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine does not cause autism or particular types, subtypes of autism spectrums. This study is often cited when trying to justify the use of vaccines. He said, it's the lowest point of my career that I went along with the paper. I went along completely with this, and I didn't report significant findings. I'm completely ashamed of what I did, and I have a great shame now that I was complicit and went along with this. I've been part of the problem. Why? Because it showed, beyond any reasonable doubt, the research that he did, that it caused massive increase in autism in black boys who got the MMR vaccine. He knows it, and he was told to burn the research. They had to meet in the middle of the room with a scientist and get a garbage can in the room, put all their files, and burn them. They had to throw them all away and shred them. They were forced to by their supervisors, and nobody wants to talk about this. Oh, it's all safe. It's all safe. It's all good. No, it's not. It's not safe. It's not good. And this is the stuff we did not talk about last night. We did not talk about how baby parts are being used now in humanized mice experience from aborted fetuses. This is some of the most sick stuff I've ever read and I've ever seen in my entire life. They're actually fusing little baby parts with rats as far as testing these rats, trying to develop different types of HIV therapeutics and looking at the human immune system and what could be done to these little babies' arms and hands and feet and livers or whatever they're using in order to help make these mice more human. Are you kidding me? So they're creating these doggone chimera rats with human baby parts attached to them from these abortion clinics. You know, years ago, Lynn Moulton Howe came out, and you guys are going to remember this, and she talked about cattle mutilation, how there were thousands of cases of cattle being drained of their blood, having their eyes, their genitalia, and other organs, their tongues, completely cut out as if with a laser to do it as far as being cauterized and cutting with all the blood drained, and these things just disappearing and being found all over the fields with no tracks going up to the cattle. No means of entry, no means of exit, but all of this precise laser surgery being done on these animals to be used for experimentation, and she said, with extraterrestrials. Well, there you go. How do we know they're not doing the same darn thing with these babies as far as what they're doing with those cattle? Now we've got baby parts being fused with rat parts that are basically trying to figure out how the human immune system works. This is all nefarious, guys. Every bit of this is research on global depopulation and working on the human immune system. They say it's about AIDS, autoimmune acquired deficiency syndrome. They say it's about that. No. This is about compromising the adult human immune system, the child immune system, and doing eugenics on the population of the planet. They're doing their best to come out with another virus now over in Africa with Ebola to try to spread that all over the place with over 1,000 dead and infected with that. And now they're actually taking monkey off the menu in different places around the world because they're afraid it's going to be affected with Ebola. What the heck is monkey on the menu to eat for to start with? Who wants to eat a monkey? Are these people sick? This is what's going on all over. So was any of this stuff talked about? Did anybody talk about what was going on in Afghanistan with 1,000 square miles of poppy production last night in the State of the Union? No. Did anybody talk about our 1,000 military bases around the country, around the world, that are being used as lily pad stops to bring in heroin out of Afghanistan through Turkey, through Germany, through all the military bases in these areas on C-130 transport planes, causing this massive epidemic of heroin? Did anyone talk about the massive human suffering that we have all over the planet with sex slave rings and what's going on all over the country? No. Did anybody talk about any of this stuff? No. Why? Because they weren't supposed to. You guys know, because you listen to this show, that we don't play this paradigm game. I don't do this. I told you, Trump did a great job reading his teleprompter. He did a great job with his pauses. Somebody's really worked with him since that last address. He really got a whole lot better. Here's the problem. He's reading what he's been told to read. They're all reading what they've been told to read. They don't write their own speeches. Are you kidding me? It's the narrative. It's what they're told to read. It's told to recite. That's why the left is going after the MAGA hats so hard. It's all part of the left-right paradigm to get this doggone symbology. They don't want you looking at an American eagle and saying, wow, a symbol of the United States. It's beautiful. They don't want you looking at a MAGA hat and saying, we're going to make America great again. They don't want you looking at the American flag and having pride in our country. They don't want any of that stuff. All they want to do is bring in their new world order under a one world government and take their doggone Antichrist into the Holy of Holies and cut him with the spear of destiny and anoint him ruler of the planet to usher in the age of Lucifer. That's all they care about. These are the wizards and the warlocks from the doggone Kabbalah groups that practice Shabbat and worship Lucifer and fallen angels. That's all these groups are. And they're the ones that are involved in running every bit of what's happening in the United States. Nothing to see here with glyphosate. Nothing to see here with vaccines. No. We don't do this at all. We can't see any of this. Why didn't we talk about it in Germany and what's happening with Islam? And how now students are being so bullied in Germany that it's become so bad that some of the younger German students are committing suicide rather than go back to school and get beaten up and have their money taken out and be stomped and beaten and threatened never to go to school again, or they're going to die, so they kill themselves. Are you kidding me? No. This is what's happening right now in Germany. We have 50% of the people in Germany and France are all having enough of this. Why? They want a mestizo population. They want us all dumbed down, way down. They want to make sure that we don't have the ability to stand up to them from a cognitive standpoint. Remember, if you talk to somebody who's a 59 IQ and you've got a 120 IQ or 100 IQ, to them, you're like a Übermensch. You're a person who's a god to them. I mean, good Lord, you can drive a car. You can drive a lawnmower. You can actually fix stuff. You can do things they could never comprehend that they could possibly do. Guys, it's so important that you understand who's spinning this narrative and why. It's all about a Luciferian dictatorship. Trump has now told us that we're not leaving Syria. We're not leaving Afghanistan. That we're probably going to attack Iran. That's probably what's going to happen next. All because of one simple thing. He doesn't think that Israel's hundreds of nuclear weapons and their F-16s and their F-22s and their flight and all this incredible stuff they have over there as far as self-defense can contain an onslaught from the Muslim nations. I'm telling you this again. I said it earlier. Israel can turn any of these people into a glass parking lot in minutes. Has nothing to do with that. It's all about having us do what we're told to do, to be the, better word, how should I say this, the biatch of the Zionists. That's what we've turned into. That's what so many people that have said, including former congressmen, trafficking. That's what we become. And so we do whatever they tell us to do, including let's bring in World War II and let's bring in the Holocaust, the greatest publicity that they could have ever have to bring in their new world order and everything against nationalism. And that's my take on the State of the Union. Austin, what do you think, bud?
A lot of stuff said there. No, there's no doubt about it. I mean, there was definitely a lot of topics that did not get brought up. I was glad that he brought up the topic of late-term abortion, even though it didn't get a ton of publicity as far as what he should have gone into detail on it. He did address it. So I was glad to see that. The Syria Afghan thing, we've pretty much called that out for weeks. Even when that first announcement went out, we said, I'll wait and see it. More than likely, we're going to invade Iran. There's going to be a certain point in time that Israel wants to invade them, and we're going to say, yes, master, we'll invade them for you, just like the U.S. Army has done for decades and decades and decades now. And more than likely, Venezuela will be next as well. Maybe vice versa. I'm not sure if they can't get a coup to work properly in Venezuela. But the thing that a lot of people don't understand is that Venezuela has some of the largest oil reserves in the entire world, not just that hemisphere, not just that continent, in the entire world. And the globalists know this, the bankers know this, and it's interesting to me because, you know, I mean, how many times does the American population have to watch the same movie over and over and over again? I mean, really, when you think about it, how many times do we have to watch the same stinking movie over and over before we figure out we need to do something different? I mean, we saw it in Iraq. Oh, he's got weapons of mass destruction. He's going to blow up the whole world with his weapons of mass destruction. Hussein's a horrible person. We need to invade him. Invaded Iraq, completely and totally decimated that country, wiped out tens of thousands of women and children, civilians in there with all the bombing campaigns we did. Then we turned around and said, oh, by the way, there were no weapons of mass destruction. It was completely our fault. We didn't know. But since we're here, let's just continue the crusade and keep taking out every single country. And by the way, after we take over the country, let's go ahead and put in a Federal Reserve Bank, just because we should, you know. There's no specific reason. There's no ulterior motive. But when we get here, let's put a Federal Reserve Bank and control the country after we essentially control all their natural resources. Okay, that'll work. And we continue to do that through the region, pretty much that entire region now, with the exception of Iran. And that is another aspect, too, why Iran has to be attacked, according to the globalist mantra and according to Israel, because Iran has significant resources over there again as well. They're pretty much the last country that is not controlled by a Rothschild Federal Reserve Bank. They're not. And so they are on the bullseye for the next invasion. And Venezuela is the same bank, you know, the same way. They don't have a Federal Reserve Bank over there anymore. They don't have really any assets that are, you know, able to be controlled by the Federal Reserve except for all the natural resources they have. So we have to come up with some type of reason to go invade that country to promote democracy or liberate the people in Venezuela, whatever dumb excuse the United States government comes up again. And then, of course, you know, the population, the sheep will go, oh, yes, we need to go invade that country. We need to do that. And the irony, you always think about this, and I've talked to a lot of people. That's why I've gotten huge mixed reviews back and forth from people that I know that went over to the Middle East, fight contract, Army, Marines, and stuff like that. And one concept that is always interesting, because a lot of people don't ever talk about this, you know, when we invaded Iraq, for example, we went into Fallujah before the basically marching orders were given to do a full invasion. They said Fallujah has been quarantined, essentially. Everybody's been evacuated. All women, children have been evacuated out of Fallujah. Anybody left in Fallujah is basically considered a terrorist, and you're to essentially shoot on sight. There's nobody left in this city that's a civilian anymore. You are to engage them with deadly force. Understand. Iraq had no weapons of mass destruction. Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. Iraq did nothing to the United States. Iraq was just Iraq. It was another Muslim sandbox country that was quite prosperous with a lot of gold, with Hussein controlling it. We carpet bombed them for days on end before we did the full ground invasion. And then we went in and essentially, like I said, took over every single city, including Fallujah being an absolute nightmare, and lost, I think, over 50-something troops just in a matter of a couple days. And the whole irony about this whole thing was, is if we flip the script on this, if we flip the script and all of a sudden China says, you know what, United States has excessive weapons of mass destruction, we think they're possibly going to use them against China, we're going to invade China, or we're going to invade the United States mainland right now. And they came into the United States and they went into the cities and they said, listen, anybody left in these cities is considered a terrorist because they're here protecting their country, fighting back, and they're considered an insurgent terrorist. We would be classified as the American terrorist in the United States to the Chinese. That's exactly what we did to the Iraqis. They didn't do anything. And we invaded their country, executed countless people over there, and they say, well, they were all terrorists. They were terrorists. Why? Because they picked up an AK-47 and said, I'd rather die than be under the tyrannical boot of the United States government. Hussein was a nightmare. The United States is a nightmare as well. What's the difference? They're both going to execute either of us, whatever we do. So we're going to fight back. And we're going to fight back until we die. That's what we did in Iraq. We continued to fight them until we essentially decimated the population of the fighting force over there. Then we turned around and said, okay, we're going to get the Iraqi military back under control, and we're going to train them. But, you know, we're going to make sure when incidences are going on down in Syria and Yemen, we're going to make sure we give the moderate rebels machine guns and surface air missiles, which of course went all over the place to fund the terrorists. So we funded the terrorists that we are allegedly fighting in a country we weren't supposed to.
Okay, well, we've lost Austin. He was on a roll, too. He's on a telephone, so he won't know he left right now. So let me jump back in this real quick. Sorry about that, guys. Yesterday was me. Now it's Austin. I guess this show's just going a little bit too good right now. By the way, the Pope is now admitting that the priests had basically clerical abuse of nuns, including sexual slavery and forced abortions. Pope Francis has admitted that clerics have sexually abused nuns, and in one case, they were kept as sex slaves. This is something that's been going on for a long, long, long time in the Catholic Church, and it's the major reason that I don't think that popes or that priests should be celibate. I think they should be married. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that a Catholic priest is supposed to be a single guy living by himself the rest of his life, never having sex with a woman. Now, a lot of these guys basically are pedophiles now, and they're having sex with little boys, and they like to do all kinds of awful things to little altar boys, and it's really, really sad to me that this is actually going on in the Catholic Church. Again, it's just more reason of why I have absolutely no interest in supporting the Catholic Church ecumenical movement into Judaism. The whole thing is insanely nuts to me, and we've got to continue to believe that Jesus, Yeshua, was the Son of God, and he was who he said he is. Very important. By the way, MS-13 thug who murdered the man on a New York train has been arrested now by ICE and basically set free by liberal policies. I just thought I'd mention that. Ramiro Gutierrez, 26, believed to be a member of the notorious MS-13 gang, was arrested on suspicion of shooting and killing Abel Masso, a member of a rival gang, on Queens subway platform Sunday. A witness said that Masso pulled a gun and Gutierrez wrestled it away from him. Gutierrez and 11 others were charged in December by the Queens district attorney with conspiracy and attempted murder, as well as drug and weapons charges. But he was released from prison on $2,500 to await a trial. ICE reported that Gutierrez is in the United States illegally. Well, another one of these stellar people that are coming in from across the border that are really helping the demographics of our country. And here's another article. A talk show host files lawsuit against the Southern Poverty Law Center for defamation. Talk show Gavin McGinnis, which I have not heard of, is suing the Southern Law Poverty Law Center after the group designated his former fraternal organization, the Proud Boys, as an extreme hate group that advocates violence. As a result, McGinnis has been blocked by internet platforms, has suffered economic loss, and has been harassed by strangers and neighbors. McGinnis says that the SPLC lies, well, there's no big stretch there, about their political opponents in an attempt to destroy them and to attract donations from the left. The SPLC has received hundreds of millions of dollars for this purpose of going in and destroying right-wing people and shows that are basically telling you guys the truth. In Italy, Deputy Prime Minister Salvini stops open borders by activists by saying he will send migrants to live in the activist houses. I love this. This is a great story. Italian Deputy Prime Minister is confronted by a leftist who calls him a murderer for rejecting masked immigration to Italy. Salvini turns the tables by asking the man for his name and address so that 10 or 20 migrants can be sent to live there. Salvini says the real murderers are the smugglers who buy weapons and drugs with their ill-gotten gains. If you watch the movie Dr. Zhivago, they had Antifa in that movie. I've told you that, guys. You can watch the movie. They talk about Antifa, which is an anti-fascist organization against the Nazis, against fascism. It's all about communism. And what's interesting about this is when Dr. Zhivago returns back to his house after he's been running around in the war, being forced into conscription by the military as a doctor, he comes back to his home. He had a beautiful home. There's like 60 people living in this house, and he has one room upstairs where his family has to live, and the rest of the house is taken over. This is what the socialists want. This is what they want to do. They want to be in little 200-square-foot cubicles, and this is why I love what Salvini's doing. He's okay, look, guys, if you want these guys to come into Italy, okay, we'll do that, but we'll let them live with you, and if they live with you, you're going to learn very, very quickly this is not what you want to do. By the way, the Mexican government is busing 1,700 caravan migrants right now to unprotected Texas border for easy entry into the United States. Now, when you think about this, guys, I'm reporting on this. We know they're doing it. They have satellite feed right now watching these buses come in to these remote areas, unloading them in the four-wheel drive vehicles or setting up a hike, walking into Texas across the border, and they're just allowing it. Nothing's changed. It's the same way under Obama. It's all about Cloward and Piven. It's all about replacing the population of the United States with servile, subservient workers. A caravan from Honduras was given food, shelter, and 49 large buses to take them to unsecured areas of the Texas border. The buses were supplied by private companies at the request of the Mexican government. There you go, $5,000 a pop per person. Somebody's getting their palms greased pretty good in Mexico. The Pentagon is sending 4,000 new troops to the border. Okay, well, what are they doing? They're already spending more troops. They've already got thousands there. What are they doing? But it's unclear what they will be allowed to do, to repel the invasion, or even if they will try to repel the invasion. Remember, guys, the reason the wall is so effective in Israel, and I will give them credit for this, is that you approach the wall, you get shot. The reason the Berlin Wall was so effective, the wall in Berlin between East and West Germany, was there was a kill zone between the wall and the area that you couldn't go into. It was an automatic death zone. And they were so desperate to keep the Germans in East Germany, because they were all fleeing to West Germany and then the east-western part of Germany through the Berlin Wall, through the Berlin area. In the 60s, 15 years later, they'd had enough. They had to put up a wall to stop the Germans from leaving, because they were the productive citizens. What ended up happening is they couldn't stop them. They started tunneling, jumping the wall, crawling the wall, climbing over the wall. So they set up machine gun turrets on the wall, and they would just mow them down and kill them at will, shoot to kill if they got into the area near the wall. That's how walls work. If you're not willing to use some type of active deterrent system, some type of active radar system that's going to basically push them back or repel them, if you're not willing to check this thing continually for tunnels being put under the walls, it won't work. The only thing that will work is what we talked about with Chuck Baldwin on the show about 3 weeks ago, is this. You've got to stop the social welfare systems that are bringing the people into the United States of America. You've got to stop the people from getting free everything when they get here. We're going to give you a free house, free food, free food stamps, free cell phone, free electricity. And if we stop doing that, if we pass laws, but see, nobody addressed that last night. Nobody addressed that in the State of the Union address. Oh, we want to have immigration control. You won't. As long as you're dangling a carrot, people are going to come looking for it. If they're starving to death and they're eating out of dumpsters and they're eating out of garbage piles in Mexico City or in Honduras or in you know, all these other countries down there that are just absolute hell holes if you've ever visited down there, they're not, if they have a promise of getting all this free stuff in the United States, land of the free, you go up there, you get all the stuff you ever wanted to, you never go hungry, the government takes care of you, free education, free everything else, and because of affirmative action, all you got to do is put down your Hispanic or whatever or American Indian, like Elizabeth Warren. The reason Elizabeth Warren got stuck with the Pocahontas name is when she applied to Penn State and Harvard University, she put on her application that she was an American Indian female. An American Indian female, that's how she got accepted into Harvard. That's all the stuff that's come out about that nutbag. I could have done that. I could have said that I was a black American Indian when I applied to schools back in the 70s. And they said, oh, my God, he's a black American Indian. Oh, we got to take him in right now. That's what they do. In America, she got into this, made herself famous, went to Harvard, did all the stuff, went to Penn State, Ivy League education. Why? Because she lied on the application. We talked about this, Austin, and I have in depth, that when you put certain minority groups on your application, it doesn't matter what your doggone grades are. In most cases, as long as you got C's, And you could stand up straight, you know, and walk downhill with a little bit of a push behind your back. It doesn't make a difference. They accept you because of minority quotas that the federal government requires them to have, or they get fined and they lose subsidies and they lose money. They get fined. And so this is what they do. This is what they continually do. And it absolutely blows my mind, Austin, that people don't see this and nobody decided they want to talk about this in the State of the Union. See, when Donald Trump was running for president, he talked about all this kind of stuff. He talked about the vaccines. He talked about all of it. He talked about affirmative action. He talked about all of it. Guys, he doesn't talk about it anymore. He doesn't talk about it anymore at all. Why? Because the boys that are writing his script, the Sabbatean, Kabbalist, Luciferian, Shabbatist, Synagogue of Satan group, they don't want him to talk about it because it ain't the script. It's not the narrative, and they've got to maintain this emotional, this psychic hold over the planet. And they can do it by maintaining their left-right paradigm. Their master, Lucifer, taught Edward Bernays very, very well, the cousin of Sigmund Freud. Both he and Sigmund Freud were Sabbatean, Kabbalist, Luciferian Satanists like Karl Marx. He taught them extremely well how to manipulate the masses through high-level mind control, and it was taught to these guys in all of these media groups on how to do that with colors, with cadence, with flicker rates. Guys, do yourself a favor. Get rid of your cable TV. Be done with it. I watched Trump last night on the internet. I just put Trump speech, live feed, popped right up. Didn't have to worry about having TV. Get rid of it. Watch what you want to watch. And don't ever watch the mainstream news, because, guys, when you do it, they're hitting you with the colors they want. They're hitting you with symbology. They're hitting you with certain cadences, certain speech rates. So all this stuff is designed to put you in that theta brainwave state, that hypnotic state. So when they tell you, oh, this is what you have to believe, you go, oh, okay, I believe you now. Oh, that's what they want. They want you to be hypnotized by what they say. And guys, it's an anathema to me. I can't stand it. I loathe it. Austin, what do you think?
Well said. And I apologize for my phone system today. I have no idea what's going on with it. I'll definitely be making a phone call to my carrier after I get off the show. Everything he said, I mean, is completely accurate, guys. And back to one comment about Venezuela, there was something that came up today, according to Indies Policia, who's Venezuela's Deputy Minister for Prevention and Citizen Security. They have now reported that the authorities discovered a small cache of weapons and ammunition from the United States on a commercial cargo plane. They made the discovery at Aturo International Airport. They went on to say they found, and it's interesting because this was not a large weapons cache. These were all AR-15s, 5.56 ammunition, AR-15 magazines, 30-round PMAGs, multiple cell phones. They found 19 AR-15 rifles. Actually, they were M-16s. They were select fire. They were full auto machine guns. Don't know where these came from. 19 of them showed up, 118 magazines, 90 radios, and 6 cell phones were uncovered inside a commercial cargo plane. Authorities believe the cache was sent from Miami. Now, the odd part about this is that this is not normal weaponry. They usually use different types of firearms in Venezuela. This is why this has popped up. The M16, AR-15 are not common rifles that they use down there on a regular basis. They do have access to some of them, but they're not getting small caches sent to them on cargo planes. They have different type of weapons procurement that they get. So these were obviously going to somebody. 19 rifles, you know, that's not a lot of rifles. Well, that's enough to at least arm 4 or 5-man fire teams. Right off the rip, you got 4 or 5 teams, 4 or 5 guys each. You've got radios, you got magazines, you got ammunition. Well, you only need about 10, 20, 30 of those caches to hit the ground. And you got yourself a pretty effective fighting force. They know how to use those weapons and know how to move and know how to communicate with one another. So just something that's continually going on. And it's like Dad said, that's the biggest thing I have right now with what's going on, all this stuff with Trump. He could have already stepped back in and said, hey, listen, if you do not have a legitimate Social Security card, if you do not have the ability to prove that you are legally here, immigrated here legally, or you were born here legally, you don't get welfare benefits. You don't get free housing. You don't get free food. You don't get free welfare. You don't get free health care. You don't get any of this free stuff. He could have done that 2 years ago now, but he hasn't. And his dad said, until we stop dangling that carrot in front of the entire world, this isn't going to stop with the immigration. So what we've seen now over the last couple months with the wall argument and the whole thing with the Democrat-Republican, it's this polar opposite to fight with one another so they can constantly keep that left-right narrative going all the time. If they wanted to stop it, they'd just stop handouts. And you guys, listen, I'm telling you right now, I hope everybody, all of our listeners and their families and everybody around them are well-prepared, because if this goes hot in Venezuela and it goes to a full-blown civil war, we already saw what happened in Syria, guys. You saw what happened in Syria. As soon as Syria went to a full-blown civil war, what did they start doing? The United Nations came in and said, this humanitarian crisis, all the surrounding countries, all the first world countries, you need to start taking in your fair share of the migrants. Germany's taking in millions upon millions now. France, Italy, millions upon millions. Norway, Sweden, all these places now taking in all these migrants that are now resettling there. That's going to happen real quick if we have a civil war go hot with all the population that's fleeing that region of the world. They're all going to get resettled in the United States. And I'm not saying they're bad people, because a lot of them are probably going to be refugees. But again, we see what's going to happen and the strain that's going to occur on the United States monetary policies and systems when we start adding in another million upon million upon million upon million of individuals that are coming here waiting for more free stuff. It can't be maintained. It cannot continue at this rate. And not only is it going to completely financially bankrupt the United States, it's going to completely decimate the actual population of the United States, the real world population. All the Indians that were here, all the blacks that live here, all the whites that live here, even a lot of the Hispanics that were living here, everybody's going to get pushed out because there's only going to be so much room for people to get free stuff. And as we've already seen, that hardcore communist left side is all about promoting full-blown, unfettered immigration. And not only that, giving them anything and everything they've want, even if it turns their state into a failure, which shows you they're willing to do that and to capitulate and support immigration, even if it bankrupts the entire country, because that is their goal. So these are things that didn't get brought up on the State of the Union last night that I was a little disappointed about. Dad's brought up a lot of stuff. This is kind of our take on it. He made a lot of good points, but again, he had to bring up Israel. He had to bring up the Holocaust. He had to make sure that got added in there because that's what they told him to say. And these are topics that we just brought up that I really, really think he should have addressed, but he's not going to, because these are topics that the globalists do not want out in the limelight. If Trump got on the State of the Union and talked about even 10%, even a small fraction of what we just talked about, even in brief statements, it would literally wake up the population so quickly. It really would, because the population would start saying, wow, those are valid points. Oh, maybe if we want to stop bringing people here illegally and we want them to stop coming over the border, we should stop giving them free stuff. That's a concept. Maybe if we want to stop blowing up other countries, maybe that'll make people not hate us as much. That's a concept. Or maybe we don't need a $700 billion military budget if we didn't need to go get in a war every other year. That's probably a good idea, too. Man, these are topics we need to talk about. He would not talk about them because he was not allowed, nor was he projected to talk about them on his teleprompter. So just something that everybody needs to be well aware of when you're understanding this stuff. Don't fall into this right-left paradigm back and forth. Yes, I understand topics that come up. You talk about them. Yes, there's significant topics that come up that you need to get brought up in that topic area with left and right. But again, don't get wrapped up in this. The left hates the right hates the left. This is what it's all about. They're blocking us. They're blocking them. Dude, it's all bread and circus for the masses. And we said so many times, it's the circus clown act up in D.C., and they're doing an incredibly good job at keeping the population wrapped around their finger with all of this reality TV show nonsense, just like they did with Stone, with CNN, having front row footage right beside SWAT team members as they raided his house just feet away from when they battered in the door, completely and totally against protocol, simply to not only prove a point on how strong the FBI will handle the situation that they see fit, but again, to show the population, this is what we do, this is how we handle it, and we got to have a new reality show for the people to watch for a couple days, so CNN got front row access to blast it all over the mainstream media news, and they did, and they succeeded in their goal, because everybody talked about it for literally a week and a half, Dan.
You're right. It's just they have to constantly bring new topics up, and just that, you know, heaven forbid that, you know, you become a topic they want to bring up for 3 or 4 days so they could destroy you and get media coverage on it. I mean, it's awful. I mean, once they jump on you, they don't stop. They just keep hammering you until you either capitulate or they basically destroy you or they plant something on your computer and or just keeps going on and on and on. One comment I want to say about blood pressure. There's some things that we need to do with blood pressure. Blood pressure is very, very important because high blood pressure readings have been tied to memory loss and increased risks of dementia. And guys, one of the things that you can do is use a little mini trampoline. You can start running on that. Also, the HGH Stimulate has a really good job, does a really good job with a lot of people as far as helping to maintain healthy blood pressure. And you have to lose weight. You got to get off highly processed foods, trans fats, refined sugar, excessive amounts of salt. All that stuff should be off your menu. And basically, you need to be using natural supplements. If you go to the website at healthmasters.com, we have these show stories listed that we've talked about today. In addition to that, they're really good articles that you can read about health and nutrition on our website. Guys, I love you. And I'm sorry if I was a Debbie Downer today as far as talking about the State of the Union. And I'm going to say it again. Trump did a great job. And it was a rah-rah hoopla. Nothing's wrong. Everything's happy, happy, happy. And we're going to be great again speech. And I have to admit, it was a lot better than Obama's weirdo speeches that went on forever and ever. Amen. It was better than Clinton. It was better than George W. Bush. You had a hard time putting two intelligent words together. Bill Clinton did a pretty good job on the speeches. I got to give him credit for that, too. But I didn't care for him because we all knew how slimy he was. We got to go all the way back to Ronald Reagan on a State of the Union speech to get one that had this much America First information in it. So for that, I commend Trump. I thought he did a great job, got a huge approval rating. But again, until he addresses the free stuff that we're given, these undocumented workers and all the stuff. I mean, guys, think about it. Over there, 100 yards over there, is freedom. All the food you can eat, all the free education you can eat. Your children don't have to eat out of garbage cans anymore. We're going to take and put you to basically, we're taking you to Eden. We're taking you back to the Garden of Eden, 100 yards over there, right across that border fence. Let's dig a hole. Let's dig a ditch. Let's dig a tunnel. Let's get a ladder.
Let's get some clippers. Let's get some, you know, some wire cutters. Let's get some lock cutters. Let's get some welding acetylene torches. Let's cut a hole through the fence. Let's do whatever we have to get there, because that is freedom. And they're asking us to come over because they're giving us all this free stuff. Until we stop that, just like World War II with the German wall and the airdrops into Berlin with Kennedy, and when they built that doggone wall in East and West Germany, that's still part of it, still there. I've seen it. They're not going to be able to maintain a wall in our country with free stuff on this side without killing the people trying to get across. And guys, yeah, are we really as a country willing to do that? Personally, I'm not. I love you guys. Thanks for supporting us. Thanks for being here for us. Thanks for supporting Health Masters. I got to pray for you guys again today. I love you guys. I really enjoy spending time with you every day. God bless you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll do the write-up. I'll also go ahead and finish up.
Absolutely, yes. Definitely interesting stuff going on, as always, all around the world. So we're just doing the best we can to keep everybody informed and bring you guys the real news from a real perspective and not the left media bias that they always present. So thank you guys for all the support. Thank you for the emails. Be sure, if you want to get anything on the website, we have a couple different specials going on right now. The chelation therapy, which I've had a lot of requests on, actually one product of the week by one vote over the CLA today. So the chelation therapy is on sale for over 10% off on the front page of the website. Then of course we have the Testo Plus, which is still on sale right now for February, over 20% off for our testosterone boosting formula. Really, really great product there that we put together not too long ago. And just thank you guys. If you need anything, be sure to check it out. As I told you guys before, we have the Doug 5 coupon going. That's active on all regular price items. That should be active, I think, until Thursday night or Friday. So be sure to take advantage of that if you want to. If you need anything, give us a call or email us, healthmasters.com. You guys have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.